When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Patriots Friday, and some question about who will start for the New England Patriots on Sunday, although it is looking more and more like Drake May.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Curtis is concerned, as some should be, that there is another injury or there is a compounded concussion of sorts or something that occurs, but... Mm-hmm.
What's the only way this season is a real failure?
Drake May
gets hurt and is unable to participate in training camp.
Right. Either he's awful or not what we thought, talent-wise, right. Can't perform.
But
or,
that's been looking the other way.
Right. Or he suffers some kind of catastrophic injury to his head that impedes his future ability to play. And I'm not saying I know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about this. I'm just going by what people have told me that mm-hmm. are far smarter than I am, which is that the closer the proximity to the concussion, the more damaging it is. And a concussion is a progressive issue, meaning each one you get is worse than the one you had before.
Yeah, but like I look at it the same way I do with any injury. Like he could suffer any catastrophic injury in a football game.
It's but if he blows out a knee, everything, he's back by next fall.
But Curtis is right that it's more, you know, there would be more damage done if he is to get concussed again, if he's to get hit, you know, on Sunday.
Yeah, but right? what? But that
no, I mean.
Tua's had four of them, and he keeps coming back.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy you can build around.
No, but I'm just saying.
Like,
that's kind of my point. Okay.
This one didn't look like a Tua concussion at all.
No, it was barely even like a hit to the head. Like, he was like, yeah, I can go play in the second half.
Right. If he was like frozen solid or that kind of thing.
It would be different.
You might be like, let him rest for a minute. But it was like one of those things. Unless you were at the game and talking to him, you wouldn't have known that he had a concussion.
Yeah. Like Devontae Adams got pulled from the game last night and miraculously came back in the second half of the fourth quarter. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Because he didn't have a concussion.
He had what we would call getting your bell rung.
Right, exactly.
Right, yes, it's a concussion technically, but it's not the he's out cold, he's drunk, what we call it, or he's frozen.
Yeah. How many times would you guess getting your bell rung happened to you in your NFL career?
A lot.
100?
Yeah, I couldn't put in a lot of times. Because you'll be like, whoa, you know, like, you'll get hit and you'll get up and, like, things will be spinning and you're like, you know, and I used to just water to the face, like, all right, have to shake it off for a second. But that happens, like, constantly, you know, especially if you're in the trenches and you're just hitting people in general.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, like, it happens all the time, so.
And then from Splinter in the Twitch chat, you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. What do you gain from playing him this week? Wiggy, you've said it a million times. He gains that experience.
Yeah, he does. But I don't mind if you sit him for a week.
Oh, guess who wants to jump in? Everyday listener, Rob Ninkovich.
Okay.
Morning, Ninko.
What's up, guys? I'm just heading into school. We were a little slow start. But I was listening to the discussion here on Drake May, if he should play. Hell yeah, he should play. He should play.
Yes.
Dude. This is football, man. This is a contact physical sport that you sign up to play, and you're getting paid a decent amount of money to do it. I understand, okay, he got hit in the head last week. But he wasn't KO'd. He wasn't sleeping. He didn't do the fencing position like we've seen time and time again. So I honestly think he got hit in the head. Independent neurologist, take him to the tent. Okay, so he got hit. All right, take him out. But when you pass all the stuff that you go through all week, you do your running, you do your testing, you go in, you do your baseline before the season, you come and do the test again. And he passes all that, yeah, go play. This is football. Like, you're going to get hit. If you're a linebacker, you're going to get hit. If you're a lineman, we all know at some point you're going to get hurt. So I just think you got to put him out there, and you got to continue to progress on his evolution.
But for those that say, what do you gain by playing him this week as opposed to waiting 1 week?
I mean, confidence, continue to grow. Like, dude, you're doing well. I think Dan Marino, like the only two guys to have the touchdowns and the yardage in his first two games.
Yeah.
So
you have
the potential here to continue to build. And then the receivers, like, man, they need to continue to grow as well. You know, some of those throws, one of those throws that he made before he went down was an insane throw. Got out of the pocket on the run through a dime, like 50 yards down the field. So you just got to continue to grow with your first year, continue to get, and he's not, listen, when you're a football player, unless you're play for the Colts and you tap out because you're too tired, you know, you're tough. And Mayo, listen, hey, where's all the talk about the toughness and we're a soft team? You know, listen, there are motivators in football. And when you hear things that motivate you, you go out there and you try to perform at a high level. I think they won last week. Great. They got a win. Awesome. Everyone's happy. Media is a little more clear. They're playing a football team that this is a winnable game. I think they're going to win. So you could put Drake May out there, and they have a much better shot of winning.
Nico, you know more than I. I'll defer to you. I don't know what they gain, but I'll listen to you here. Just on the concussion topic, have you ever seen a more heroic performance following a massive concussion than what Julian Edelman did in Super Bowl 49?
I mean, Julian is a beast. Julian is one of those guys. I know if I was in a street fight, I'm calling Julian because he might not be the biggest guy, but he's going to bite someone's ear off. I'm telling you, and that's just the way Jules is. But no, listen, and Wiggy knows this. We have seen guys play multiple unbelievable games severely concussed. I mean, it's just unfortunately that's the way that the game goes. I mean, last night, honestly, you know, watching the Jets game, which was a terrible game, and they pull it out. The receiver they traded for,
Davante Adams,
when he hit the ground and he was knocked out, but they were like, they brought him like, oh, it's his shoulder. I'm like, no, he landed on the back of his head. And they came back from break, and they're like, they're checking his shoulder. I'm like, dude, the guy hit his head on the ground, and he was limp. Like, yes, he hit his head. He was knocked out. And then he comes back and scores a touchdown. So, like, there's always situations where guys are dinged up, and they're out there playing, and your instincts take over. But, you know, again, I think that that's just part of the game, and you know, you're not going to be able to remove it. I mean, look at the Browns. They had a guy in a guardian cap like on a stretcher, right? Like, You can't stop the game from being physical. It's a physical game.
Yeah. By the way, I got a text. What happened on the last play of the when you were coaching last weekend?
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, so last play we were coaching, we had a like 30 seconds left in the game. We're up. Hail Mary, kind of similar to the Bears Commanders game.
Yeah.
Ball kind of goes up in the air, flutters. Kid comes down with it, scores, ties the game up, overtime, and you know, I came up short. But guess what? I'm learning from it.
There you go.
Poor coaching.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah, I know. I could have ran out there myself, but I couldn't do it.
Somebody's got to be boxing out on that.
Yeah,
you could talk to Wiggy about coaching.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a Hail Mary. It wasn't to the end zone. It was to the 50. So the kid caught it and then ran it in.
Oh, boy.
I got behind coverage.
Oh, you got run all over the place.
Behind coverage. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't help that he was probably 10 and forged his birth certificate.
Is he done?
He's a foot taller than everybody.
Is he sitting all next year when he's 11? I mean, is that what you're doing?
No, we'll be fine. We're eight. We're eight. We're learning. We're good. Right. 8 year olds.
Okay. Well, some of them do sprout up a little bit earlier.
You're saying you took on the football equivalent of Danny Almonte? Yeah.
That happens.
I'd like to be the equivalent of Dicka, but that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Come.
Yes, I. Some.
You guys
also,
have a good. You guys have a good Halloween. Everything's good. You guys do some. I saw Wiggy in that terrifying outfit yesterday.
You know, I love to scare. That's my favorite time of the year is Halloween.
What did the kids dress as?
Oh, me too.
Rob.
Well, considering it was 80 degrees, a gorilla for my son, my youngest, was not a good idea. He took it off because it was too hot. We had a ninja and a pirate. And I had an Uncle Chuckles. I have this mask. It's called Uncle Chuckles. He comes out every year. He sits out in front.
Mm-hmm.
He hands candy to the kids. Very scary.
Yeah,
but it's
the
fun.
Old man.
It's Wiggy.
Yep.
I think it's guys that have head trauma. We think it's the best day of the year. You know, we just like to scare people.
I love to scare the kids.
It is. Like, that's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Like adults like scaring little kids.
I love it.
I
love it. I remember walking around in East Boston just, like, you know, in this scary costume. It's kids.
You were a kid when you were in East Boston.
No, this was like an adult when we used to go to Eastie to trick-or-treat with our kids. But it's good scaring little kids. It toughens them up, I would say.
Rob, do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a good amount. I give them the big scoop. Everyone is happy about it. I don't do the big bar though. I'm not that guy that has like the king size.
Yeah, well, sugar is a real problem.
I just do a big scoop. But my kids are when you do scare people and your kids have seen masks and been scared since they were infants, like that doesn't even faze them. So I'm trying to toughen them up.
Yeah,
you know.
So you got to do, man. Scare them when they're young.
All right, Robert.
Scare them when they're young.
Thanks for calling.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
We appreciate it. Thanks for calling. All right. That is Rob Ninkovich. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.